Let us give our attention now to the word of the living God. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Our text is verse 9. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So far, the reading of God's own word. People of God, the book of Revelation is the final book of the Bible. It is the last word to the church. After the book of Revelation, there are no more books. After this word, there is no more revelation. It is the last book of the Bible. And though it is the last book and the final word of the Bible, it has not always been that well received in the history of the church. The great reformer Zwingli, for example, in no uncertain terms said that the book of Revelation simply does not belong in the Bible. John Calvin, though he wrote many a commentary on most of the books of the Bible, never wrote a commentary on the book of Revelation. Although perhaps that is most likely because of the fact that he simply ran out of time. But even the great reformer Luther once commented on the book of Revelation, saying that my spirit cannot accommodate itself to this book. Christ is not found in this book, nor is Christ taught in this book. And so when Luther translated the Bible into German, he relegated the book of Revelation to simply an appendix. But as one historian has noted, not even the great reformer Luther was right about everything. No, contrary to Luther, the book of Revelation belongs in the Bible. And contrary to Luther, the book of Revelation is centered upon Christ. Christ is central to every page of this book. Christ is taught in this book. Christ is found in this book. It is a book of the Bible. And John was its privileged author. John, of course, was one of the 12 apostles, one of the 12 men whom Jesus called to walk with him and follow after him. The International Standard Bible Encyclopedia gives us the following overview of John's life, which gives us a good context for the book of Revelation. We read there, John's father was Zebedee, apparently a successful fisherman. John was one of the disciples called from their work by Jesus, and he appears, of course, in the lists of the 12. He was astonished at the miraculous catch of fish in Luke 5, verse 10. And at a later time, along with Peter and James and Andrew, he asked Jesus when the end of the world would be in Mark 13. He was chosen along with his brother James and with Peter to be on the mountain when Jesus was transfigured, Matthew 17. These three were the only ones whom Jesus allowed to go with him into the house of Jairus when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead in Mark 5. And at the close of his ministry, it was these three again that Jesus asked to pray with him in Gethsemane. Jesus gave the two brothers the name Boanerges, which Mark translates as meaning the sons of thunder. He was the disciple whom Jesus loved. He leaned on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper. It is believed that John left Palestine prior to the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD and settled in the city of Ephesus. And it is there that he came under political scrutiny and was exiled under Caesar Domitian, most likely in the year 95 AD. It was then that he received the vision of Christ and wrote the book of Revelation. What is interesting to note in the book of Revelation is that five times John identifies himself as the author of this book. And that is somewhat significant because in the Gospel of John and in the letters of John, the first, second, and third letters of John, not once does he identify himself. But here in the book of Revelation, he identifies himself no less than five times. He identifies himself three times in chapter 1, once in verse 1, once in verse 4, and once in verse